Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Digital Revolution, as well as a master printer and working artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Paulette, Vermont, and also a co-owner and instructor at filmisfun.com. Today's audio blog is going to be my attempt to talk people back from the edge. Yesterday, there were some articles posted on sort of the end of film on the internet. And, you know, NPR ran these articles, a lot of other companies' websites ran these articles, and it created quite a buzz out there in the photographic industry. And I wanted today to quickly sort of put a stop to this and say why this is complete and total nonsense. But secondly, also throw out a better argument and a better conversation that I feel we should be having right now, not the silly one as to when is film going to be gone. Okay, first off, let me just give you a couple quick points as to why film is not going anywhere anytime soon. The very first quick answer is that it's not in the financial interest of these companies to kill off film. Anybody who says it is mistaken. And they're mistaken because companies like Kodak, Fuji, and Ilford have billions upon billions of dollars invested in infrastructure. And that's not something they're going to walk away from unless they absolutely can't make the numbers make sense. And the reality is, you see these companies planning ways to make these numbers make sense, to get to that sort of Goldilocks figure they need to be at, how many rolls of film they need to sell. You've seen Fuji discontinue a fair amount of their color films. You've seen Kodak over the last couple of years, while introducing new films, discontinuing some films, really honing into what sells day to day. And that, I think, is a good, positive step that shows the longevity of film. So the first big reason is just money. You know, these companies are going to make film as long as they can make money on film. We just have to get to that Goldilocks number. Secondly, the reason film isn't going to go anywhere anytime soon is because it's still a viable medium. You know, there's been a lot of hype over the last 10 years as to, you know, how digital is so much better than film. Yet, you know what? It's never really been proven to me. I'm sorry. It's different, but better is definitely not the word that I would use. And if you look at the chart that PMA put out showing the decline in film sales, you know, 1999 being the peak, I'll put links to all of this, and, you know, 2011 being this little tiny low number that we're at right now in terms of total film sales, you know, what you have to realize is during that entire time period, was digital really better than film? Absolutely not. What it was is digital was different than film, and digital had a lot more money to spend. They were very, very, very aggressive in their advertising. I mean, I can go back through my magazine collections of different photography magazines and look at right when digital started to happen. And they weren't taking small, you know, ads on page, you know, 35. They were taking the inside front cover, back cover, full page spreads, you know, getting the magazines to do reviews of the latest and greatest digital technologies. And all of this put the perception in people's minds very early on that if you wanted to be a cutting, bleeding edge photographer, you needed to be, you know, working in digital. The reality is most of us who remember those days remember that, you know, the only thing that was really bleeding was our pocketbooks because, you know, we were spending a tremendous amount of money and not really getting that bang for our buck. So, you know, digital, it really hasn't lived up to the promise and the hype that it's been throwing out there. And as a result, you've seen an awful lot of people, especially in the last year, year and a half, starting to question sort of the digital workflow model as, is it really sustainable? You know, it's been put out there as this is the future, but I'm not so sure, but more on that later. Another reason, think about vinyl records. You know, everybody, you know, 20 years ago, all these people came out and made these ridiculous statements that vinyl was gone, CDs are the future, you know, no one's going to possibly ever want to record on vinyl. Well, the reality is everybody that I know who's a working musician would love to have a vinyl recording. Vinyl is sort of the gold standard. I mean, to get a vinyl recording of your music is sort of amazing. It's the best of the best, and it's what everybody really wants. It has a warm, beautiful sound that you don't get on a CD or an MP3. And if you've never heard a really great vinyl recording, you know, I like to pull out, when I show this example to people in my studio, you know, I pull out my MP3 player and I plug it into a nice set of Bose speakers and I play maybe a Bob Dylan track. And then I take the exact same recording and pop it on my very inexpensive vinyl record player. It's nothing fancy. And the sound comparison is just, it blows your mind. It sounds so much warmer, so much richer, and so much more engaging. You know, I like to think that that compares very much to the look of a scan of film. It has a much more rounded visual quality to me, a much smoother, longer tonality that to my eye just feels better. So that's another reason. You know, I've seen a lot of people who just a couple of years ago, you know, were the trumpet section in the digital marching band. I mean, they were 100% digital rocks and this is it. This includes a lot of websites that I read every day. In the last year or so, I've seen a lot of these people coming around. And I think a lot of this is because, you know, the business model that the digital photography medium has sort of been built on doesn't really work and doesn't really make sense. So it's not really sustainable. And those are just a couple of very small reasons as to why, you know, film isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Another reason is also, to be honest, it's just beautiful. It's alternative. I mean, if you're a working photographer today, you understand how difficult it is to market yourself in this ever-increasingly competitive environment and make yourself stand out from every other photographer out there. The reality is, technology has made photography easier in some ways, at least to a certain level. It's made photography easier. And as a result, a lot more people have jumped on board to the photography bandwagon and are now doing photography that weren't doing it, say, maybe 5 or 10 years ago. The problem with this is we're all competing now for, you know, the same jobs, and, you know, some people are willing to do them for a fraction of the cost, and film is a way to allow yourself to stand out. So, you know, if you're a hybrid working photographer or a digital working photographer, you know, you can sell the unique qualities and looks and abilities of this particular way of working as something that, you know, your clients should be interested in because it gives them X, Y, and Z of better quality, you know, better skin tone, better tonality, better highlight separation, you know, a vintage retro quality. All of that are things that allow you to bill yourself to a client, and that's a good thing, especially, as I said today, in this competitive market. So these are just a couple of the simple reasons why film isn't going anywhere anytime soon. You know, it's got a long life. And as long as each and every one of the people listening to this audio blog continues to buy film and promote film as a viable working option, we're all okay. And I think that's very important, and I'm going to say that one more time. The next time you introduce yourself at a party or to a client, make sure you get the word film in there. Make sure you mention that you're a hybrid photographer, that you're a digital photographer, that you're a photographer who works in new media. I don't care what you want to call it. Just make sure you get the word film in there and that you're using film, because it's important that people understand that film is viable, that film makes sense. We have to counter the weight of this information that's being thrown in the other direction because it's misleading information. And it's one of the reasons why photography is sort of in the difficult spot that it's in right now. So this is sort of my rebuttal argument now. This is part B to this post, where I'm going to say, you know, people who make the comment, how much longer can film survive? I think a better comment and question to ask is, how much longer can digital photography survive? Now, hear me out on this. I think that digital photography, as we know it right now, is about to die. And there's a reason, there's several reasons for this. One is cost. Digital photography has been too expensive since the beginning. You know, it doesn't fit a sustainable economic model, much the way that film photography did. I mean, the price of upgrade in the analog market was just really the cost of a newer, better, greater film. I mean, I've mentioned this many times in the digital revolution, I can pull out my old Leica M3, throw a roll of film in it today, and it's fantastic. It's as good as the day it was made. There are many, many, many digital cameras that are not that old, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, that really won't even work anymore, that you can't interface with modern platforms. And I think that that's an important conversation we should be having. The digital model is too expensive. And if you take a look at what's going on right now because of this whole global economic downturn, you've noticed that, you know, the companies who have been producing these digital cameras, they're all hurting. They're all hurting a lot. I mean, look at point-and-shoot camera sales. I mean, they're in the complete and total toilet. And the reason for that is camera phones have come in and taken that entire section of the market. You know, and that was something that was a real bread and butter for these digital camera companies. The reality is these digital camera manufacturers were greedy. The last 10, 11 years, they were greedy. And they were charging exorbitant fees for their cameras. What they should have done is they should have been looking long-term. They should have been looking, you know, how do we create a digital camera system that's fully upgradable? You know, I mean, if they can make digital backs that fit on Hasselblads and Mamiyas and Contax, why couldn't they make digital backs that would have fit into our existing 35mm film cameras? You know, they could have, it's just there wasn't as much money in the long term for that. I mean, Leica tried to do it with their R module. It just seems to me that what we've all been doing the last 10 years is spending a tremendous amount of money, spending a whole lot of gears, putting a lot of smoke and mirrors and, you know, all sorts of stuff out there. But in the end, digital really hasn't lived up to its full promise. And I blame the industry for that, and I blame us working photographers for that, for not holding the industry's toes to the fire a little bit more to make sure that they were being responsive to our needs. Another reason why I feel that digital photography is about to end, or that digital photography is about to actually go through in my mind, we're at a doorstep, and on the other side of that door is a new digital photography revolution. And price is going to be one of the driving points, but one of the other driving points is just going to be the science and technology behind digital photography. I mean, all you have to do is look back in history. Look back at the early inception of photography. You know, in the first 60, 70 years of photography, look at all of the evolutionary leaps that were made in different technologies, from daguerreotypes to tintypes to platinum to Talbot to salt to palladium to Carbro, Zio. I mean, there were so many different photographic processes that were invented and used during that time period. Yet, take a look at how many of those are still really done today in a major sort of way. I mean, there are the people that are still doing those different historic processes, but it's really not something that's mainstream. I think that current digital technology falls really into that same category. You have to remember, digital photography is really a baby. And most people don't think about it that way. They think of digital photography as like this advanced, ready-to-go future technology. It really isn't. It's really a baby. You know, what we're looking at and what we're using right now in terms of digital technology, in 10 years when we're all sitting around having a great glass of wine, we're going to laugh. Because what we're going to be able to do will be leaps and bounds beyond what we can do right now. And it'll be more cost-effective. It's always more expensive to get into something at the ground level. You know, because you're paying for the research and technology as you go along. All the different technologies that we use right now, from inkjet printing to the type of sensor chips that we use, all of that is not going to be the legacy of digital photography. Do I know what's going to be the legacy? No. But I can tell you it's going to be a lot cheaper than what it is. It's going to be more accessible. And the other reason that I feel that digital photography is sort of poised to have this revolution, and I've talked about this before on the Digital Revolution, is because of video. Digital still imaging is getting beaten over the head with video. I mean, all of these new digital SLRs have video capture mode. And, you know, and a lot of these companies are coming out with really, really, really high resolution digital high def, you know, recorders that the quality of the individual frame is high enough that you can actually just shoot video and pull out the individual frames. That's going to be something that we as a medium have to really be talking about amongst ourselves and how we feel about that. And this is why I think that the platform that everybody has been promoting as the future, here is digital photography and it's the future. I don't think so. I think it's fractured. I think it's breaking. And I think that, as I said, we're poised to have a digital photography revolution. And it's one where I'm hoping film fits into the puzzle. Because there's no reason that film and digital photography can't coexist. If anything, they should, because it's good for our industry as a whole, the old industry, you know, quote unquote, and the new industry, as well as it's good for us working photographers. And I think that's what you're going to see. But I think there needs to be a more honest conversation. So when you see these articles that come out on the internet that say film is dead or film is dying or these labs aren't doing this or these labs aren't doing that, and if you're a hybrid film, you know, photographer, take a minute and put a post back and make sure that we add a little common sense into this dialogue. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. And have a great day.